I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see the rain come to an end later this morning, then a clearing sky today and a high of 61. The top Capitol Hill Democrats from Illinois say they believe President Donald Trump's revised travel ban is unconstitutional and won't survive legal challenges. U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth say the restrictions on travel from six Muslim-majority countries won't improve the security of Americans. Duckworth goes on to say that the order provides a propaganda tool for America's enemies by helping them claim that the United States hates Muslims. Trump's revised order, issued yesterday, bars new visas for citizens from Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Libya for 90 days. It also shuts down the U.S. refugee program. Democratic U.S. Representative Luis Gutierrez of Chicago says Trump's action leads the country away from security, morality, and prosperity. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's administration has filed a new lawsuit over the way the state's controller is handling employee pay. The lawsuit, filed in St. Clair County, says Democratic controller Susana Mendoza is violating a 2015 court order. That lawsuit contends the paychecks of 587 Central Management Services employees will be disrupted if the matter isn't resolved by tomorrow. The two-year budget stalemate between Governor Rauner and legislative Democrats has so far not affected employee pay because the July 2015 order says workers have a contract, have to be paid, even if there's no money appropriated in the budget. Mendoza's office told Rauner that pay for CMS workers should come from a maintenance account that has money in it. Rauner says that money is needed for vehicle repair. Some Illinois dentists want the option to void state workers' dental plans. New legislation aims to do just that. If dentists could opt out of state worker insurance, those patients would have to pay for all the dental work out of pocket and then wait for the state to pay them back. Dr. Elizabeth Nadler is a dentist from Springfield and says if that's allowed, most state workers won't be able to make regular visits anymore.
Not everybody has that kind of money laying around to be able to do that. That's why they're still paying for their dental insurance.
Dentists are a part of a long list of businesses, healthcare providers, and not-for-profit organizations that are waiting to be paid for work that's been done as far back as 2015. If Illinois continues to operate without a full budget, the pile of unpaid bills is projected to reach $14 billion by this summer. Governor State University has announced it'll eliminate 22 academic programs and hike tuition to cope with a lack of state funding. The university's president says additional cuts are likely if the budget impasse doesn't end soon. Officials say current students will be able to finish their programs slated for elimination. Governor's state trustees on Friday approved a tuition hike that'll have incoming full-time undergraduates paying about $9,400 a year, up from $8,160. I'm Jennifer Fuller.